There's more going on than you know. There are unseen universal forces at work. The law of attraction is just one universal law that plays a part in shaping your reality. But there's so much more to know. If you knew how to engage all the universal forces, you could deliberately create the life of your dreams. Joshua, a group of non-physical teachers, explains the laws of the universe and how the mechanisms of physical reality actually work. They are channeled by Gary Temple Bodley, and each week, Gary and a group of students discuss how they are affecting and enhancing their lives every single day. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is the Teachings of Joshua Roundtable. We're thrilled you're here.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Teachings of Joshua Roundtable. I'm your host, Gary Temple Bodley. One of our predominant fears is the fear of loss. Death is the fear of loss of life. We fear the loss of health, relationships, money, and so many other things. Joshua teaches us that the fear of loss is an illusion because in an attractive universe, you can't lose anything. The idea of loss is based in control. We want to control our experience of reality by not losing anything. We perceive loss as a very bad thing. But there's another way to look at the subject from a much higher perspective. This week, we have another question from Fabia. She's experienced a couple of health issues, and this is related to her fear of loss. We'll discuss Joshua's answer today in what we are sure will be the most exciting and interesting podcast ever of all time. On the roundtable today, we have Wendy Pierce. Hi, Wendy.
Wow, good morning.
And Tracy DeLuise. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Gary.
And Mark Shahada. Hi, Mike.
Mark, good morning.
All right, let's do that one all over again. No,
I'm all to start again.
Mark, it's Mark, isn't it?
It's Mark.
Hi, Mark. Yeah.
But I got a new mic.
Yeah, Wendy got a new mic, so.
Mike, Mark.
Got Mike on the mic.
We've been talking about Mike for a while. So, this interesting subject, fear of loss, that's the biggest fear that we have, and we think that we shouldn't lose anything, but there's a whole other way to look at this. We think that when something, we attain something, we never want it to leave. And so we protect it and we ensure it and we make sure it doesn't leave. And we think everything should stay with us forever. And if you ever see any hoarders, this is their biggest fear, is this fear that they'll need this thing, whether it's newspaper or whatever it is. And the more stuff they get, that sort of feeds this anxiety about losing stuff. It's fascinating. But since we're, you know, moving and evolving and changing and our vibration's changing, our vibration is a match to certain things for a certain amount of time. And when it's not a match anymore, those things leave. And that allows space for new things to come in. The idea here is that we have this bubble of love around us. And we can expand that bubble. But in order for new things to come in, other things have to leave. And that's how life should be. It's not about hoarding and maintaining and stockpiling because that's a control thing. You know, it's a security thing. It doesn't really matter. It's, you know, if you live in the moment, you have what you need in this moment, and that's what abundance is. You have everything you need when you need it to do what you need to do, and you don't have to have stockpiles of reserves just in case you lose it. What do you guys think about that subject?
That's a huge concept, especially with relationships. You know, it's one thing to let a TV go or a car go, but to let a friend or family, that's where I get hung up.
Yeah. Well, you know, also, yeah, think about all the good times you had, and you want to have more of those good times, so you think that you need those people to have good times, but really, you're having good times with people who are matched to you right now, instead of trying to make the old people work again, you know? You think back of this fun that you had, and you try and reunite, and try and make this thing happen, but that never works.
No, because if you're living in the present moment, then each time is new and you're creating new experiences. But if you're hanging on to old stuff, you're hanging on to memories, and you think those memories define you, and without those people, you don't have those memories.
Right.
And then who are you?
Right.
when we
that's
went
one
on
of the hardest things, I think, for is loss of people, because most people understand, okay, I lost my phone. All right, material things. But when it comes to relationships and other people, that is the hardest thing yes. for people, especially when they're not ready to, you know, end that relationship, but the other one is, you mm-hmm. know, it's like devastation, you know. I see it all the time where people are like, oh my God, I can't believe.
When we went on that cruise together and we went to St. Martin, mm-hmm. I had gone there a couple of times with Bruce and Greg when we were single, and we had so much fun on that Orient beach. And I loved that beach, but this is 20 something years ago. Mm-hmm. And so the first day trip we took was to, what was that first trip? We all went together. We just played in my ear. St. Thomas, right? And yeah. And so we had so much fun on that thing where we just played it by ear and we just let our inspiration guide us. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the funnest days I can remember, all of us together. And so when we got to St. Martin, I wanted all of us to go to that beach because I had so much fun there before. Right. And so it was like this planned thing. And it was just trying to make it work because right. I had fun there before instead of going with the flow of what was happening with this group. Mm. And so it's such a contrast for me between the 2 days. One day was just this perfection after perfection after perfection. And the next day was just trying to make stuff work.
Yeah. And Kate lost her ring.
And we all got sunburned.
Back. Yeah.
We lost Kyla. Yep.
Kyla. Was never lost, but we thought we lost her.
We thought we lost her forever. Yeah. So anyway, let's go ahead. Do we have a quote for this week, Mark?
Yeah. You know what? I just changed it.
Wow.
Know what? I can read two. I can read both of them.
All right. Let's try it. We did that last week.
Okay. Do it.
All right. So one's about loss.
Okay. Let's rate them.
You want to rate which one's better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So if you could not own anything, then nothing could be taken and you would lose your fear of loss. If you were without the fear of loss, nothing could be taken. It would defy universal law. You would maintain everything you wanted for exactly the time you wanted it, and it could never be taken from you. It is only when you fear loss that you can lose.
Wow, 10. 10 out of 10.
That's a 10, right?
100%. That's perfect.
Yeah.
I'm worried about going on to the next one.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think you can beat that.
I can't. Well, the next one doesn't hit it perfectly. The next one's the fear of death.
Okay.
You want me to read it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Should I read it like right now?
Sure.
Right now.
Okay. All right.
No, read it now.
Like right now?
Right now.
Okay, here it goes. Let's talk about the fear of death. This is a very common fear for most humans because they believe that death is somehow the end to life. That fear-based belief is limiting. Death is simply the transition from this limited form of reality you call physical existence to the infinite reality of the non-physical realm. Life is your temporary experience of what it's like to be physical. Life is like a quick trip to an exotic land. Non-physical is your home. So release your fear of this easy transition and realize that you are eternal and that there is no death.
Wow.
Very good.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's like
they're both good.
Simple, but not easy.
I know, right?
Well, Joshua's always said that birth is the hard part.
Birth is the hard part, yeah.
That's the painful, scary part. Death is the easy part.
Right.
Yeah.
I wonder if it is. Is birth really like when we're coming into the bodies, is it painful for us?
Well, it seems like when they slap you on the ass. Yeah. And there's bright lights and cold air and you're hungry and you have all these physical feelings.
I think that's what it is, the physical sensations.
Yeah.
And then you get older and you like to be slapped on the ass.
That's for sure.
It's just kind of weird, huh?
That's like universal, isn't it?
Or is it just you and I when we slap each other on the ass?
I think it's just the two of you.
Yeah. In my experience, it's everybody. All right.
In Gary world, it's everybody.
Would you like to jump into the Fabian question? Because I know this is going to spark a lot of conversation.
Let's do it.
Okay. Tracy, you're going to read for Fabian, who's French, like Arnaud, but lives in England, like Arnaud.
Excellent.
And Kate is English, but lives in Paris.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Nikki is American and lives in Paris.
Outside of France. Yeah. We have a very worldly group.
Yes, we do.
Yep. Astrid in Norway, Pernilla in Sweden. Sweden.
Yeah. Arlette in Rotterdam.
Yep.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever been to Amsterdam?
Yes. No, but I really want to go.
It's awesome.
It's really fun.
But Alette says Rotterdam's even better.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She says Rotterdam's the new Amsterdam.
I'm going to have to put that out there. I want to go visit her.
There's a lot of law of attraction junkies in the Netherlands.
Really?
Yeah. It's funny about the Netherlands is that they are like the leaders of a lot of different things. The first... you know, frenzy, the tulip frenzy came, you know, in Amsterdam. There was a lot of exploration from the Netherlands, from Dutch stuff, a lot of business. And they're like leading edge thinkers there, it seems like.
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go on with this question.
Okay. Dear Joshua, I want to thank you. This boot camp is awesome, and I can see how I am really learning to love and accept myself, others, and conditions. I am stepping into a new version of me, worthy, perfect, and good enough. This week, however, I have had two health issues. I am normally very healthy. On Thursday morning, I woke up at 2 a.m. because I turned in bed and felt seasick, vertigo when I moved my head. This has happened at least 3 or 4 times since then, and last night in bed too. I have been accepting what is and telling myself that it is for me, and I know all of this is resistance. I think I am also scared of becoming seriously ill, dying, and ending my physical experience as Fabienne. Can you help and bring a new perspective? That's all I have.
Oh, really?
There's a little bit more.
Yeah. I'll read it if you want.
Besides totally accepting and appreciating these health issues for unearthing the limiting beliefs and creating a new version of me, is there something else I need to know? Thanks very much. With all my love and gratitude, Fabienne.
So this is interesting. We're in day 20 of the boot camp for the first 13 that went through. They're going through. And this week in particular, everyone is facing some kind of turmoil and manifestations and stuff is just being stirred up. And it's really like, I think as we get into next week, people are going to see this rush to this next level.
Uh-oh.
You know, it's going to go from this turmoil to this
joy. Yeah.
We'll see. We don't know. This is like the moon landing. We have no idea what's going to happen.
Right. It's funny because when you say, oh, we're on, you know, week 3, I'm thinking, shoot, I don't want it to end.
I know. That's exactly what I'm thinking. And we don't have to.
No.
We can continue to do this. We can reprint it, do it again, you know, or do our favorite week over, you know. And
you know what's interesting is that on one half, it seems like, you know, it's going quickly, but there's so much going on that I can't believe it's only day 20.
True.
There's so much going on. It's amazing. The next one
I don't think
starting.
it's ever going to end for us, Wendy. No. I think this will be the new, you know, the new us.
The new norm. Yeah. Right.
And I'm surprising myself. Like, you know, I'm here with the kids and something will happen and my old self will be like, oh, I need to fix this. And then I'm like, I'm going to sit back and watch and see what happens.
Yeah. Watch the movie. Sit back. Get some popcorn.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so let's go ahead and read for Fabienne.
Okay. Dear Fabienne, we will say here to you specifically that there is nothing to worry about. Of course, we are detached from the perspective by which you govern your life, and as such, we feel no fear. You perceive the fear of loss. This is one of the illusions created in the physical realm. In reality, as this is an attractive universe, it is not possible to lose anything, especially your life. You are eternal, and this life is but one of a countless others. Time is the aspect of physical reality that allows you to perceive loss. you believe that you have something in your life now, and if that thing leaves, your reality has been lost. This is not the case.
Yeah. So you believe that if you have something in your life now, and if you lose it, or if it leaves your reality, you think you've lost it, right?
Right.
That's not the case. So this is, I don't know, this is part of our programming that we think that everything should stay in our life. Mm-hmm. I'm finding now that programming is this big thing, you know, how we were raised, the schooling, the things like that. And it's a little bit different for every culture. So how the French perceive it and how the English perceive it, mm-hmm. and how the, you know, Northern Europeans, mm-hmm. they had a little bit different programming than we did.
Yeah.
Plus we have, you know, a little bit more optimism in America, mm-hmm. that our belief, our programming is that we can do anything, that, you know, that this is the land of opportunity. And so we can really do anything we set our mind to.
Right.
Which creates, you know, but then in that doing everything you can think of in our society, it's like really the thing that you need to do is be successful in accumulating wealth.
Yeah.
Right. Or fame.
Well, that's one of the things I enjoy most about traveling is just seeing different perspectives of different cultures.
Yeah.
But we think ours is the only way.
We also think it's the best way. We're like programmed to think this is the best way.
Totally.
And I read a story about a tribe in Africa. And when a baby is born, the entire tribe gathers around to welcome it. Oh. And the entire tribe treats the baby as if it's their child. And so the baby is raised by everyone. It's not separated, you know, and we separate each other by grade, you know, by age. Mm-hmm. And so when you're in, you know, fifth grade, the sixth graders seem like different human beings, you know. It's
you're not
weird.
Part of that crowd.
Yeah. And if you're in sixth grade and you're going to go to middle school next year, that seems like a whole different thing. And then high school, a whole different thing. So so I was thinking, wow, that would be a great way to live, actually. If you lived in this tribe and you had all these people that you totally counted on and loved, and you get all the love from them and are accepted. Yeah. So there's a lot of different ways to be.
It would be like one giant family. So instead of like competing, having the kids pitted against each other and competing against each other, it'd be like a big family. Like we're doing all this together and let's help each other.
Yeah. But there is still competition in.
Oh in yeah, sure. Because there's competition in families.
Yeah, and so it's fun to compete and you know, but that,
still
that's
supporting each other.
Right. Anyway, okay. So let's go on to the next one.
Okay.
This is how it really explains it, which I liked a lot.
Okay. Look at your children, for instance. Do you still possess the babies in their cribs? No, those babies are no longer in your reality. They are replaced with larger versions. Did you lose the baby? Of course not. The baby is always with you and can never leave. The version of your children that exists today will be gone tomorrow, replaced with a more expanded version. You cannot lose anything. Everything exists as it is in the moment and then expands to something else. Therefore, nothing is ever the same from moment to moment. You perceive that the baby is here in another form, but the baby never left. The day the baby was born was a moment in which you and the baby were at a certain stages of expansion. And that moment is time still exists. You can remember it. You can look at photos. It is absorbed into the vibration you are currently emitting. No matter what you do, you cannot remove the baby from the vibration you are emitting. You are always morphing and changing into more expanded versions of yourself. You expand in each moment. Who you are now is different than who you were as a child, a teenager, as a young adult, and as a new mother, and so on. That's a great, great paragraph.
Yeah. So, in essence, we create new in every moment. So, this new moment is included whatever's necessary in this new moment. So my cup is still here in this moment because that's part of my vibration in this moment. And one day this cup will not be here. this cup will get lost or something will happen to that cup. Mm-hmm. And then a new cup will replace it or something else will replace it, right? Mm-hmm. So another example of this was, so the car that you have now is not the car that you bought when it was brand new. So you had this experience of having the car when it was new. The next day, that car is a day old. And the way you interact with that car is differently in the second day. And especially a car, because a brand new car, the next day is worth a lot less, right? Because it was driven off the lot. And then a year later, that car is a completely different version, because now the car may have a scratch or it may have a little tear in the upholstery. It's a different car every single day. And then one day, that car will leave your experience and you'll have an experience of that car leaving you. But your life and your vibration always includes the experience of that car on every single day you ever had it. That's part of your vibration. And so now you have this experience and your vibration is one that I had a brand new car, that I used the car, and then eventually I sold the car. Or there was an accident in the car, or the car had a flat tire, or whatever it was. And so every single second, that car is a different version of itself at some point. And at some point, the car is going to go and be replaced by a car that is now a match to who you've become after the experience of that car. So you might have had a sports car before, and now that experience led you to this desire to have an SUV, for instance, right? Then you have, or you paid cash for a car, and that car led you to the experience of maybe you'll lease a car the next time, that sort of thing.
So is this to say, like there's no loss, there's only perspective, or there's always like every moment is change, which is in a way losing
right
that perspective of what you, the idea of it.
Right.
So, but it's only perspective, right?
So everything's perspective, right, exactly. And so this cup is not the same cup that I had yesterday because this cup is now a day older and right. It means something other to me today, and I'm a different person today too. And so this cup is the representation of my vibration now as it is, you know? And so I might go to a store having the experience of this cup for as long as I had, I might go to the store and be ready for another one, a different one,
right.
You know?
There used depending to be on how much, like you can get tired of the cup, you can wish you had a better, shinier cup. You can start to not appreciate the cup, right?
Like a car too. Wrong with not appreciating the cup because that is going to allow you to let the cup leave.
Right? Well, I guess, but yeah. You know.
And then.
But appreciation is always better than not appreciation.
And, certainly. You know, No, appreciation is even better because appreciation allows you to be ready for the next cup when that comes.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Take this to the next level, guys. If I'm changing daily and Tracy's changing daily and Gary's changing daily, each time we come together, it's Mark's changing.
Oh, thank you. All right.
I was like, what happened to Mark?
Mark never changes. He's the same.
We're all coming together as totally different people. And then people expect everybody to be exactly the same they left them as last time.
Yeah.
That's just a huge concept.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And this conversation's never happened before.
So and it won't happen again.
Yeah, and we're creating our future based on this conversation.
Yeah.
And all those people listening to us are creating their future based on this conversation. And their inspiration to come here and listen to this conversation, you know, brought them because they're ready to understand more about physical reality so that they can create the lives they desire. And in order to do that, you really have to understand this loss, because if you keep fearing loss, you're going to succumb to urges to control conditions.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to succumb to protecting what you have rather than, and when you start protecting what you have, then that is when you need to experience loss so that you can have a different perspective on loss. Mm-hmm. If you accept loss is that the way we're talking about it, where your vibration controls what exists in your reality. And mm-hmm. if you lose it, it's because you don't need it anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's making room for something that you do need.
I was just going to say that.
Right. No? So if you give up this fear of loss, then in reality, you never lose anything because you'll have a perspective that if it's not here, it's only because something better is coming in. And that is really what this boot camp is leading everyone to, is this experience that's total acceptance of what is allows you to maintain this higher vibration, this higher emotional state of being, so that you're ready for all the stuff that you couldn't imagine coming to you, coming.
Yes.
Now, if you're worried about loss, well, you can't experience reality that sees loss in a different way. You'll still be in the older approach to life of control, trying to maintain what you have because you fear it losing or leaving.
Right.
So that fear keeps you focused on your reality as it is now, rather than having faith that things are going to change and things have to go away and new stuff is that's even better is going to come.
Right.
And it's the faith. It's all about us cultivating our faith.
Yeah. That's a big deal. There's another boot companion who actually was going through this as she's going through the boot camp. She was fearing a loss of her, you know, her significant other. And when she finally realized, okay, you know, let me just take a different perspective here. You know, she was really in fear. Like she didn't want the relationship to end, but then she focused on, okay, how is this for me? And maybe it is going to make room for something bigger and better. And overnight, you know, her significant other, you know, just she had an epiphany like, wow, I really want to be more spiritual. And they had like, now the relationship is getting better. So, you know, it could be a different person or it could be a different version of this same person. But, you know, that's going to make, I think, their relationship much better now. You know, you know, she's a different person. Mm-hmm. It was fascinating to me. I cried when I heard the story.
Oh, wow.
It just took a change in perspective on her part.
Right.
Exactly.
She became a different person by taking that different perspective, and then it lined up with her significant other, and they were able to come together.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
If you think you need to know how it's all going to work out, then you're in that game of control again. Mm-hmm. But if you have this complete faith that everything is working out, then you can just be easy about it and allow whatever's going to happen because you know that the best things can come. I was afraid of not meeting friends when I moved up here, leaving all my friends in Florida, and now I'm up here. And we just had this most fun party on Thursday. This is inspiration to have game night. Invited 8 people. Everyone showed up. We had fabulous dinner. We all sat around the dining room. We had this gigantic dining room, big dining room table here. And then played Cards Against Humanity and charades, and it was the most fun thing on a Thursday night. And it's like these friends are so close, and they're all, you know, vibing at the same level. It's really fun. It's amazing. Yeah. But like, if I was really afraid of loss of friends, then I wouldn't have left Florida. I would have stayed there, and I sort of had this faith that things were going to work out. And it's funny because this is a little tiny town, you know?
Yeah.
But what's the irony here is it's so much easier to meet people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you're sort of seeing the same people and you're sort of going to the same places and everyone's friendly in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right, let's go to the next one.
Okay. In your expansion, you shift perspectives. This is the point of space and time. Those aspects of physical reality allow you to see yourself from a new perspectives in each moment. As you transition from one phase of growth to another, your body must adapt. You have stored fears and emotions that are contained in the body. Your body also alters itself so that you can see yourself from another perspective. The body ages and transforms in order to stay up to speed with the new vibrations. That is simply part of the system.
So this really is a reality about perspective. Mm-hmm. That's why we have space and time in this reality, because as you age, you can see yourself from another perspective. As you move through space, you can see the world from another perspective. And your body changes so that you can see things from another perspective. So it changes all the time, you know, and it gets healthy and unhealthy and fat and skinny and taller. It doesn't get it gets
older people get shorter.
Yeah. It gets, you know, limber and less limber and stronger and less strong and all kinds of things. But, you know, you go from a baby and you're completely vulnerable and helpless And then you develop and develop and get stronger and stronger and stronger. And you get to this point, and then you get to play around with that point. And then you get older and older and older, and different things happen. Yeah.
Yeah. This, you know, this is the first time I've been starting to look at myself and appreciate each phase. Like, I used to look in the mirror and think, oh man, I got all these wrinkles, and how do I get rid of the wrinkles? And I'm getting older. And now it's like, hey, I'm getting older. Look at these wrinkles. This is awesome. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just a different perspective. It's who I am now. What makes this any worse than me 20 years ago? There is no difference.
Nope.
Right.
Perspective. Yeah.
Perspective.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. And interesting. So you're curious and excited about the new future. And it's interesting that when we do look in the mirror and worry about the wrinkles, it actually ages us more, you know, because we're not accepting ourselves. And
And then a different fear of loss is like, okay, well, I'm 20 years older. I can't do that exercise, or I can't walk as far, or whatever, but that's okay too. It's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? Well, it's all part of my experience.
That's right.
Yeah. And we're interested in different things now. And as we see ourselves from a different perspective, as we're older, things get calmer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And I really like this, you know, you have stored fears and emotions. You know, Joshua used to always tell me, it's resistance, release resistance. Okay. I think I got to that point. And then Tracy and I are just talking, her back, my head. Now I feel like it's a releasing. There's all this stored emotion. Yeah. Where's it going to go?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so when you can feel, like right now I have a crick in my shoulder and I can't turn my neck, I look at that like, oh, good, more resistance is being released. In a couple of days I'll feel fine, and I'll appreciate how limber and flexible I am, and I'll be inspired maybe to do some yoga or something, or to get a massage. And, you know, I just see it as a release instead of seeing, oh, why am I like this? Why?
What's wrong with me?
You know, it's going downhill.
And you can also think about, like, it's a message from your body, and it might be saying you've been thinking about something, or you might have been worried, or you might have some kind of a fear also. And that's not a thing to be scared of. That can be, okay, it's the body's telling me something.
You know, the health meditation talks about that, how your body's an intelligent being and sends you messages all the time.
Right.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah, we try to, if we're in that idea of control, we're going to try and fix things by taking pills or going to the doctor.
Yes.
Right.
You know, when you go to the doctor, your doctor has to find something and has to have
something. Absolutely. That's their job.
That's
their job.
When I started having sleep apnea, we went to one surgeon. He goes, oh, yeah, we'll just do surgery and cut out your
Oh, my God. What?
Yeah, we'll just take a scalpel and you have a fatty palate, and we're just going to scalpel that out. I'm like, no, we're not.
You're not insane.
That's crazy.
I know. My mother just got a message from her doctor. Okay, it's time for surgery now. She's like, oh, no, because her back is hurting, sciatica. Yeah, all right, let's just cut you open. No, I told her. No. It's your body telling you something. Somebody once said that your body is source or God telling you something. Don't ignore God. Ignore God or source. No, listen to them. Listen to the messages.
Right.
But society has taught us, take a pill, have an operation.
Yeah. Control
easy
it.
Fix. But guess what? It's not going to go away. It's going to show up some other way.
That's right. That's right. So you work on it internally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Let's go to the last one.
You did not intend to come here to live forever. That would not serve the purpose you intended. You intended to experience joy, freedom, and abundance, and to express your love to others, yourself, and the world around you. As soon as you have explored enough for this incarnation, you will choose to return to your non-physical home. You do not go to an amusement park and stay there the rest of your life. There are so many other things you want to do. You will return to the non-physical, and when you are ready to start a new exploration, you will enter into a new body and do this all over again, but from a higher perspective. This life has been the most expansive of all your lives, but the next one will be even more expansive, and so on. You might perceive death as a bad thing, but it is not. It is an easy transition to your non-physical home. So release your fear around all death, because that fear is really irrational. With our love, we are Joshua.
Right. So I know that's the thing for me is I think people say that when they do, you know, psychedelics or DMT or ayahuasca, the one thing they realize is that there's no death. And so it really relieves the fear of death. Mm. People who have near-death experiences, the number one thing they take away is death is not something to fear. And so when I go to, you know, when people die around me now, like my mother did last year, it's so much easier for me.
Yeah.
For other people.
Me too. With my mom, I really can't feel her gone.
Mm. Yeah.
I can't feel it.
Yeah. Right.
To me, she's still here. Even more so. Like
even
I feel
more
like
so.
More part. Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And she feels good and she's happy.
So there's two fears, the irrational fear and the rational fear. The rational fear is anything that can kill you. And irrational fear is like the fear of what people think, you know, things that can't kill you, fear of speaking in public. But in essence, all fears are irrational.
Right.
Right.
Even the fear of death.
Yeah. And Joshua says, you know, we understand that from your limited perspective that you're never going to give up the fear of death, especially of loved ones. So we will give you that one, but everything else is irrational, and death is irrational.
Yeah. Where did they say that? Because I got a kick out of that.
Yeah, it was recent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we'll give you that.
Yeah. That's why. Okay, so the reason you feel fear is that you're having a perception of reality that your inner self doesn't perceive. You're looking at life from a limited perspective. And then you go, well, what about, you know, the fear of a lion in your living room? And that's still fear. And your inner self doesn't see a problem with that, right? And the inner self says, if you're ready to go, then that's how you go. And if not, the lion's going to ignore you.
Mm. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Now that's ultimate faith.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah.
Right.
I wonder about relationships with, you know, when you're ready for a new relationship, then one's going to come, you know, and the one you have is going to go away or morph into something different. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But everyone is like so programmed that like a marriage has to be forever and all these things. And I don't know if that serves us at all. If it's forever, that's fine, but it doesn't. To say that it's successful if it's forever and unsuccessful if it's not, especially in a society where we all think you should be married for life, yet half marriages end in divorce anyway, and then calling a divorce a failure is not helping anybody.
No, it's not.
Yeah. None of it matters, Gary. It's whatever your perspective is. If you choose this life to come in and stay in a marriage, you're still going to get everything that you were intended to do versus if you leave the marriage, you're still going to get the same thing. It's just paths and different perspectives.
So what about having a job?
Same thing. I mean, remember I used to battle with that all the time. Josh would say, everything you need to know, you can find in real estate. And I'm like, I hate it. I don't want to do real estate. But everything I needed to know or everything I intended to explore could have been found there if that was the path I stayed on.
Yeah.
But we have free will, and we can choose to go on a different path, meander down this other way.
Yeah.
Right.
Isn't it funny, though, how few of us have jobs?
I know. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. We're in this small town here, a lot of our friends have jobs that they have to go to, you know, and it's like, and the stress that they have with these jobs, and it's very, I think it's getting way more intense as a society progress.
Yeah.
The demands on people in these jobs seem so intense.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone we talk to that works in corporate America, I mean, their hours are like 10, 11, 12 hour work days. Yep. I'm like, when did that happen? And thank God I'm not in corporate America.
Right. I see it with Tom all the time. More and more is demanded of all of them. They don't get any new employees. They just add stuff on top of their responsibilities.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, that's how, you know, if you're set up as a corporation to do your, you know, your quarterly results and you have stockholders, you have to have this growth.
The bottom
line. One way to do it is right. to squeeze out every inch of energy from everyone you have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it just, you look at these environments and they're all fear-based. And yeah.
So much so.
Yeah. And so they're really not innovating. The new ideas can't really come to them because they're existing in fear.
And they're burning out their people.
Yeah.
So there's just exhaustion. There's no joy in it. It doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah. It's Tom's situation is really unique because he works for what was a small family operated organization. And everybody in the management, they went to kindergarten together. They've known each other forever. And so they have this like family environment. Well, then they got bought out by a big Chinese conglomerate.
Oh my God.
Conglomerate is saying, we have to do things like this. And they're saying, well, no, we've always done things like this. And so the fear from the people that have been there from the beginning, they're just, they like control everything and they hold on super tight to all their responsibilities versus going with the flow of the new conglomerate and how they want things. Done.
Yeah.
It's interesting to watch.
Yeah. Our friends here, their company was bought out by a big conglomerate as well. Yeah. And they're wanting them to change their practices in accounting and all kinds of stuff. Yeah,
exactly. The accountant is the one that hangs on the tightest. She does not want to change anything because she feels like she's losing control. And instead of saying, woohoo, I don't have so much in, you know, responsibility.
Yeah.
Like, no, no, that's my job.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that's how it's, I mean, it's, I appreciate how that's happening because it's bringing a lot of people to the Friends of Joshua group. Mm-hmm. That group is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And people realize that, you know, in the 80s, you could be in a corporate job and really enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
I'm sure you still can too, of course. But it just seems like it's getting more and more difficult now. And when you find yourself stuck in this American dream where you're working so hard, you're missing out on all this other stuff.
Yeah. Right.
And then you end up Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you know, trying to
rest up
or enjoy yourself or
spend
the money you've made.
Days off.
Yeah. With that sense of urgency, like,
I see these institutions, education, government, corporations all sort of fading away or just changing, morphing into something else because they're not sustainable with the technology that's happening and we're going as a society. And as soon as AI pops up, that's going to displace people like crazy.
Yeah.
And if you're still holding on to control, it's going to be really hard. I think, you know, the work that we're doing here is to release our attachment to control is the thing that's going to help everyone.
And that's been happening, like entrepreneurs, like it's easier and easier and easier for someone to become an entrepreneur and there's more ways to do it. People are learning how to do it more and there's, you know, the computer, you can do more things with your computer and your phone. We still have a long way to go.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and a lot of people are working more remotely just because of technology.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, as we're doing this boot camp, we're able to connect with people all over the world.
Yeah.
You know, so we don't have to worry about where we are or travel to other towns. We can do everything together here.
Yeah.
And when we get on Zoom like this, it's like we're in the same room. There is the feeling is there's no difference. You know, we're having these great meetings and these great get-togethers. And then with the Facebook group, everyone is, you know, like-minded people together, working together to get to do the work to get to this higher vibration as a group, they're forming bonds that are going to last forever.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Although I'm a little disappointed because I did have dibs on driving the monster bus if we were going to
do the monster bus.
Yeah. Touring, and I had dibs on driving.
It's not funny because when Joshua first started, I had thought that's what it would be like. It'd be like Abraham Hicks. It would be like Esther. The going from town to town to town and having, and that sort of thing is fun once in a while.
Sure.
But if it's every week, then you just got to get, you know, coordinate everything and get to the hotel and set everything up and have all these people and, you know, bring everyone in one group together. And then the next week you're gone off to somewhere else. Here we get to maintain this connection with everyone all the time. Yeah. And whoever wants to join the Joshua Lives on Mondays can do that. You know, so it's like, it's growing this this worldwide group of like-minded people who are bringing in more people.
Yeah.
And that's just growing and growing and growing. And as people get vibrationally aligned with what we're doing here.
Yeah. I love it. In 2015, I was involved in this group of, you know, a multi-level marketing thing. And they're like, okay, so who do you know in Europe? And I'm like, I don't know anybody. What do you know in Australia? I don't know anybody.
4 years later. I
know somebody everywhere. Right. I know them like deeply and intimately.
Right. And you could travel, and you do travel now.
Yeah.
And you went to Norway, and you can just stay with these people.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I'm gonna go see
That's awesome.
I really want to go to Rotterdam.
Yeah, I want to go to Rotterdam, too. I'll barge into her house.
Go. Yeah.
During the summer. We went to, Clark and I went to Amsterdam in, I think it was July. And it was chilly.
Really?
Or August. I mean, maybe it was August. It was something like, something in the middle of summer. And we had some chilly nights. Yeah, we had to wear jackets and stuff. It's so great. I don't think you'd want to go in winter, but in summer it's beautiful. So spectacular.
Well, that's like when I went to Norway, it was like a heat wave. It was like 80 something degrees.
Oh yeah, really?
Big jackets and
getting ready for Norway.
Yeah.
Oh, was it sun out all the time?
Yes, it was beautiful.
I mean, like in the nighttime too?
Oh, no, but it stayed light till like 10 o'clock or something like
that. Yeah, that's cool.
Wow, that's cool. Yeah.
Good. Different. All right, what else? Anything else you want to talk about?
No.
The next boot camp starts Monday, February 4th.
Oh, yeah. Who just said they wanted to join that?
Yeah. There's a couple spots left. So it's...
Alette. Alette was
saying. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I need to call Alette for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. All right. So I'm going to get off with you guys and contact Alette.
Okay.
We need someone from Europe. This group, this new group, doesn't have any Europeans. It's all Americans. Yeah.
She was worried about having too much homework and not being able to get it done. So tell her I'll be her her partner, accountability person if she wants.
Absolutely. Great. Yeah. All right, you guys, this was fun. What are you guys doing today?
I'm still here with my grandson. Oh, we're going to the Pierce Winery. I have my
own here.
Oh, the Wendy Pierce Winery.
Yes, uh-huh.
And the Wendy Pierce Winery.
That's right. You guys, I'll have to bring you a bottle.
Do you have
I need to come there and experience it with you. No, don't bring the bottle. No, I want to come to the winery.
Do you have my mailing address?
I do.
Like Cabernet.
Cabernet, okay.
Cabernet.
Well, Trevor, my oldest son's getting married in March, so I'm going to buy a case of it for the rehearsal dinner to have, you know.
That'd be fun.
Really your family?
A couple cases, I guess.
Yeah. Really your family wine?
No. You know, it's funny, though. My maiden name was Gallo.
Oh my God.
What does that say about you, Wendy?
My blood somewhere.
Great. All right, everyone. Thank you for joining us. There's Joshua Live on Monday at 2 o'clock. If you want to be part of that, there will be a link on the Friends of Joshua Facebook page. Just click on that link. Click on it.
Click on the link.
And you can join and just watch or ask questions, whatever you want to do.
And it's free still.
It's free.
It's still free. Yeah.
Mark Shahada, when are you going to join
Mark?
I'm going to join.
Come on.
You should.
I just found out that it's free. So I'll be. I thought it was like $100 or something.
Crack me up. I love you.
It was always free for you, Mark.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
We
have Law of Attraction cruise in April. So if you are interested in that, go to our Friends of Joshua Facebook page. There is an event, the cruise. You can also email me at joshuateachings@gmail.com anytime.
And this cruise is free too, right?
The cruise is free as long as you bring $1,000 with you.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And a friend.
Bring $1,000.
And a friend.
As long as you do that, it's free.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Anything else? Is that it? Are we done?
We're done for now.
All right. Best podcast in the history of the world.
This is probably the best one, I think.
Best one.
Yeah.
Because I got my new microphone from the microphone there.
Sound?
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right. Love you guys. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Love you too.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Teachings of Joshua Roundtable. Remember, you are loved more than you can imagine, by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next week.